Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day of just experiencing you. Thank you, Lord, that our hearts are in your hands like a river and you just flow through us, bringing rivers of living water to encourage our household, our friends, our family, the world at large out there. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. The readings is Psalm 135 from verses 13 to 21. But I'm just going to stick here on this first part here where it speaks about, you know, there's no other God in heaven and earth that moves upon a mankind, has left such beautiful testimonies. He's got a testimony of being good, a testimony of being wonderful towards us. I mean, even before man came into the picture, the creation of the whole earth, he made it beautiful for his children. So the picture of a living God and the beauty of the living God is all we need, guys. That's it. And bottom line, who met us? He met us. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and he's continuing meeting us. As we draw close to him, he draws close to us. And sometimes even when we're not even drawing close to us, and that he's working, he gets us to lift up our eyes again to know he's a living God, and he's looking for intimacy, and he wants his children to partake of him and enjoy him. So we all need to come to that place where we just so committed. There's nothing else we want. Our minds are set on things above. We want to enjoy everything that he's got for us. And so our minds are continually, consciously taking hold of a God that is with us. And this is what we see in the psalm. He says that the nation's gods are what they make and their ideas, you know, and it's dead. And then they as dead as their so-called gods. But that's why we look to a living God. And I love this part here where he says that he's got a reputation of coming through for those that draw close to him. And that's what we got to take hold of, guys. When we look to him and we hear from him and we hold on to his word, he who hears my word, it's like a man planted, it's like a tree planted, and then his roots are going down into a river. And then he always bears fruit. And that's the God we serve. And then I think also that scripture that by faith we believe that he is. So he's chosen to reveal himself to us and to wake us from our sleep and bring us from death into life. By faith we believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So that's our heart, guys. And as we make room for him, he's a God that just showing himself strong, working in us to will and to do, and coming through for us in powerful, wonderful ways, bringing about his wonderful plan for our lives, which is beneficial to our household, our church, our district, South Africa, Africa, and the world. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and he's anointed you to preach the good news and be his witnesses in South Africa, Africa, and the world. So stay strong, stay excited, and stay ignited and on fire for the Messiah. In Jesus' name, amen.